Two careers, one for you and one for your money. This is one more reason why I ask the question, isn't it about time we began teaching financial intelligence and financial responsibility in our schools? Today, too many young people are leaving school and getting off on the wrong financial path early in life. If they knew a little bit about money, money management, taxes, credit, and investing, they might have a better chance at a better life. Today, we all need to have two careers, one for us and one for our money. For example, while I make my money as an author, which is my career, my money works in real estate. If a child knew that the government taxes workers' physical labor harder than it taxes money's financial labor, many more children might be more inspired to have their money work harder for them. In my opinion, this little-noticed change in the value of money back in 1971 has caused one of the biggest financial ripple effects in the world. Once our dollar was no longer backed by real assets, the gap between the rich and everyone else accelerated. This change in the value of our currency is one of the primary reasons why the rich are getting excessively rich and the poor and middle class work harder and harder for less money, become deeper in debt, and pay higher taxes. Trend to watch number 3, interest rates. When the stock market began to fall in March of 2000, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates. One reaction to falling stock prices and interest rates was a rise in real estate prices. Not only did lower interest rates encourage people to move into real estate, lower interest rates punished savers. By lowering interest rates, the government was sending a signal to savers to get their money out of the bank and into the marketplace. The question is, what happens when interest rates go back up? Trend to watch number 4, precession and lag. When a stone is dropped in the water, not only is there an equal and opposite reaction, but there is also a reaction at 90 degrees, which is the ripple we see moving across the pond. That is an example of precession. The delay in time from when the stone hits the water until the ripple hits the far shore is known as lag. Both are universal principles or laws of nature. The reason that precession and lag are important is because too many investors only watch the stone's action and not the entire omnispherical time-delayed reaction. In 1990, the only people who had access to the financial markets were banks and other large institutional traders. Today, due to the Internet, millions of investors now have real-time access to the market. If a price moves a penny, many investors are reacting in one way or the other almost instantaneously. Does this mean you have to watch the market that closely? The answer is no, not if you don't want to. One of the reasons why the laws of precession and lag are important is that you can take a longer view of the market rather than watch it second by second. For example, when you look at the trend in population, you can plan your real estate investments accordingly. Rather than panic when housing prices rise, you can wait patiently, knowing that over the long term, prices will come down again before going up again. Or you can buy a piece of raw land inexpensively and wait for the town to grow out to it. When Kim and I moved to Phoenix, Arizona, we did so because Phoenix was the fastest-growing major city in America. That was 12 years ago. Over that 12-year period, it has not always been number one, but it has always been first or second in growth. When it comes to my business, I use the same longer view on the trend. As the baby boomers get closer to retirement, and the reality of not having enough money set aside for retirement sets in, the demand for financial education will only increase. Rather than investing my time in an industry that is crowded and mature, such as the automobile and airline industries, I would rather invest my time in building a business where demand for its product or service will only increase over the long term. Trend to watch number 5, financial intelligence. One of the more important trends I have learned to watch is the relationship between my money and my financial intelligence. When I struck it rich in my early 20s due to my business and real estate investments, I sincerely thought I was a financial genius. I actually thought that since my income was going up, that my financial intelligence was also going up. But instead of my financial intelligence going up with my income, my financial intelligence actually went the other way. Although a painful lesson, I have come to realize that the more financially successful I become, the more I need to keep my ego and arrogance in check. Instead of becoming more arrogant, which is not financial intelligence, I remind myself to become more grateful and humble so I can continue to learn and earn more, rather than give it all back to the market, which I have done. I have learned the hard way that not only does my money follow Newton's laws, so does my intelligence.
Researching and analyzing trends has never been easier. With the search engines now available on the Internet, trend information is easy to find if you take the time to look for it. The problem is often too much information and knowing how to find what you are looking for. It is also important to check the timeliness of the information and to determine if the information is being provided as information or as a sales tool. Remember to analyze this trend information with experts in the fields. Your advisors will help you determine how to structure your investment strategy to take maximum advantage of the trends. Some of the places where I find valuable business trend information, in addition to those listed by Robert, are the NFIB Research Foundation, the Small Business Administration Office of Advocacy, or SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, and the Kauffman Foundation. For real estate trends, I look at Reis.com, www.reis.com, the National Real Estate Investor, www.nreionline.com, and local real estate newsletters. Finally, for paper asset trends, I consult the Wall Street Journal and Bond Market Association, www.investinginbonds.com. As a reminder, when working with any information, determine if there is a salesman or sales pitch involved. Their information may still be valuable, but you will be better prepared to make your investment decision with full knowledge of the transaction.